Freedom FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Constituency Development Fund, CDF, has recorded significant growth over the past 5 years, with government saying the program has improved schools, water supply and other community projects across the country. However, the program has also faced criticism over delays, absent funds and alleged misuse of resources, including concerns over poor loan recoveries and undelivered school debts worth over 130 million kwacha. Despite the challenges, government maintains that CDF remains a key tool in taking development closer to communities. For more, Mukwema has the details.
The past 5 years have marked a period of radical transformation for Zambia's Constituency Development Fund, CDF, while the massive increase in funding has driven impressive community projects across the country. The program has also faced serious challenges relating to implementation, accountability and sustainability. The most dramatic shift has been the sharp rise in allocations, with the total CDF budget growing from just 249.6 million kwacha to a staggering 3.8 billion kwacha in 2024. Each of Zambia's 156 constituencies has also seen its allocation increase significantly from 1.6 million kwacha in 2021 to 40 million kwacha under the 2026 national budget. The increased funding has translated into thousands of completed projects, particularly in the education and water sectors. More than 2,269 classrooms and 290 staff houses have been constructed, while over 660,000 desks have been procured for schools. Although concerns remain over the controversial 130 million kwacha undelivered desks contract. In the water and sanitation sector, the government has facilitated the construction of 1,792 boreholes and 531 water schemes, bringing safe and clean water closer to many rural communities. However, despite these achievements, audit and reports continue to expose major shortcomings in the utilization of the fund. By early 2025, only 27% of projects funded in 2024 had been completed on time, largely due to procurement delays and poor implementation schemes. Reports further show that over 1.5 million kwacha in empowerment grants was allegedly diverted to personal use, while nearly 771 million kwacha from the 2024 allocation remained unspent. Concerns have also emerged over poor loan recoveries, with only 63.8 million kwacha recovered from the 375 million kwacha dispersed under empowerment loans, raising fears over the long-term sustainability of the initiative. In another controversial case, the government reportedly paid over 130 million kwacha for more than 71,000 schools desks that were never delivered. There have also been reports of abandoned or poorly planned projects, including a nearly 890,000 mourners shelter, which was later vandalized after being deserted. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has defended the program, describing CDF as one of the government's biggest success stories in the last 4 years. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Principal Public Relations Officer Liseli Kanyanga says the fund has transformed lives and delivered direct development to communities across the country.
The impact of the Enhanced Constituency Development Fund over the last 4 years has been transformative. Through CDF, development has been taken closer to the people, allowing communities themselves to identify and prioritize projects that address their needs. The results are visible across the country, with over 5,000 classroom blocks constructed, 582 staff houses constructed in the education sector, over 500 health posts and over 272 maternity annexes delivered. This has significantly improved access to education and healthcare.
And immediate past Kankoyo Member of Parliament Hudson Mabeta says CDF has had a huge impact on the people of his constituency, citing numerous successful projects implemented over the years.
We had kids who are going to school with the buckets of water drawing from home, with sand boreholes in all the schools. They are going in ablutions which were not worth running a school. We have done that. They are sitting on the floor. Now everyone sits on the desk. They were crowded. We have expanded through CDF. coming to the youth, I've trained a lot of youth in skills training who have gone to technical schools as far as Notech, and they've been working in Mopani, Kansanshi, South Direct, and all over those who have been empowered through youth training. When it comes to loans, there are a lot of cooperatives which are running to small businesses after getting loans and grants.
However, just as there were doubters in biblical times such as Thomas and Nicodemus, the Constituency Development Fund also has its critics who argue that the program has not achieved as much as the government claims. Governance expert Sencho Banda is among the skeptics and had this to say.
We heard of instances where the money, went missing, which was meant for certain projects, time and again. So, by and large, I think also the political interference where people aligned to a particular party had the leverage to get such funds. So by and large, the intention of increasing CDF was a good one, but the implementation failed. If that is seen in as far as how much money was disbursed, because allocation is one thing, but disbursement is another.
Nevertheless, with many success stories emerging from communities across the country, the Constituency Development Fund appears set to remain one of the UPND government's signature policies and a lasting legacy for its community-driven approach to decentralization and development. Mugwe Majinala reporting for Millennium Radio News.
Thank you very much, Mukwima, for that report. We continue with the news this evening. The Christian Church's monitoring group, CCMG, has condemned the violence and intimidation that marred candidate nominations ahead of the 13th of August 2026 general elections, warning that failure by authorities to act risks undermining public confidence in the polls. CCMG Programs Director Peter Mwanangombe said that the group had documented 12 incidents of political violence, intimidation and threats between 24 and 26 May across Lusaka, Central, Eastern and Western provinces. He says that the incidents involved UPND, PF, a socialist and the New Congress Party members and supporters, and in some cases resulted in injuries and damage to property. Mr. Mwanangombe notes that while the Electoral Commission of Zambia, he says, had condemned the violence in a 25th May statement, he did not take decisive action against perpetrators. He also criticized that the Zambia police for failing to provide adequate security at nomination centers and for not arresting those involved in attacks despite their provisions under the Public Order Act, Electoral Process Act and Penal Code.
While we note that the UPND announced the expulsion of its members involved in violent activities during nominations, the party should report such members to law enforcement agencies for violating the Electoral Code of Conduct. This will demonstrate UPND's commitment to violence-free campaign period and adherence to the Electoral Code of Conduct and the respect to the rule of law. As the campaign period is underway, CCMG expects that the ECZ will monitor campaign activities of political parties and candidates to ensure compliance with the Electoral Code of Conduct in line with paragraph 3.2 of the Electoral Process Act.
President Agahinde Ichilema says his government remains committed to inclusivity and diversity in appointments to key public institutions, including the judiciary. Speaking this afternoon during the swearing-in ceremony of newly appointed judges and the clerk of the National Assembly, President Agahinde Ichilema said the government is undertaking appointments in a systematic manner to ensure that no region or tribe is left behind. The president said the approach is aimed at strengthening national unity and promoting equal representation in public institutions, both in the short and long term. Mr. Ichilema has also urged the newly appointed judges to uphold the integrity of the judiciary by ensuring the timely delivery of justice and effective handling of cases. He further called on the judiciary to understand and play its role in supporting the country's ongoing economic transformation agenda, describing the court as key partner in national development. President Ichilema said that a strong and efficient judicial system is essential for promoting investor confidence, good governance and sustainable economic growth.
This government has no shame about it. We're focusing on many things, quantitative numbers like this, but also qualitative, to bring the country together, truly, as one Zambia, one nation. Days of exclusions are over. Slowly, Zambians may not see that, but where we sit with this vice president and others, we're actively working on that. And you all know what I'm talking about. Is bring the country together in legislature, in the executive, but also in the judiciary, so that we can be complete and truly be proud that we are citizens of one beloved country.